Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and the world. It's that time again. It's Friday, and it's Berg in the Bullpen, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend of me, Alex Berg, of the San Francisco Giants, live in New York. Here's truly Mark Mancini producing it in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Anything after that, 15 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So as I lay that red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, more him, less of me. First of all, Alex, how are you from New York?
I'm doing great. Glad to be here in New York and having a good morning so far.
And let everybody know how they can get a hold of you.
They can find me on Twitter at AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
Well, let me break it down like this. You started the season in New York going against the Yankees. You come back months later to play the Mets. How great is it the second time around? Is the weather – well, I'm sure the weather's changed now and everything in a few months – how is it in New York today?
It was humid when we got in last night, so I'm assuming it'll probably be pretty hot. But, I mean, anytime you get into New York, it's always a fun time, and I love being here, so New York's a great one.
Yeah, you come over from Toronto into New York, and then you'll come back home after you play the Sunday night game. To open up the six-game homestand before the All-Star break against Seattle and then Colorado. But coming from Toronto into New York, a lot of people don't understand. You know, it's kind of tough, especially coming off of a night game. You get into the next city pretty much the wee hours of the morning. Is it tough to adapt, or you're right on the same time zone, so it's not really that bad?
Same time zone makes it easy. It's only like an hour flight, which is also nice. Kind of weird stuff. You have to clear customs. So you're going through, obviously our process is much faster, but so just an extra step. And then somehow there's traffic in New York at 2 in the morning. I think it was 2:30 in the morning we left the airport. And we were sitting in traffic, and it's like, how is this possible? Like, it's the city that never sleeps for real. So then it always takes, you know, 30, 40 minutes to get from the airport to the hotel, and then it's just kind of like there's probably another hour or so added on to anything you do in New York.
Right. And, you know, when you look at that, you bring up an interesting point, because I can remember going to Dallas and flying into Dallas, and it just seemed like from going to the airport in Dallas to downtown, I thought I was going through Oklahoma. It just seemed so far. And you've been a lot of these cities, and you know, some of these, you know, where the airport's located to downtown, it's like going through a couple different states, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, Toronto's airport is pretty far from downtown. I mean, Denver's the worst. I mean, when we go play the Rockies, I mean, that's an easy 45 plus to get to the airport. So, yeah, there's a few cities where it's far, and there's a couple that it's close and it's easy, and typically we'll fly in. We try to fly into places that are – we get lucky in some places that we get to go and – you know, just fly right into the airport. Like, if we went to Dallas and we were staying downtown, we'd actually fly into Love Field instead of DFW.
Right.
And it's a little bit closer to downtown, further from the ballpark, but closer to where I live, which is always nice for me.
Right. For the ambiance in Toronto, for people that haven't been there and you experience it these past 3 days, as the Giants were in town, going to be one of the cleanest cities in all the world, and then the food and everything. How was the setting in Toronto? I know you guys came up a little short, but, you know, that happens in baseball. It's a long season, but just the city in general, and it just seems like it's if they're not liking the Blue Jays, Well, boy, oh, boy, they're following the Raptors and the Maple Leafs.
Yeah, it's a big sports town. Beautiful city, I think. I don't know if people know how big the city really is. I mean, I think it's the top 10, maybe even top 5 population in North America. It's a massive city. Huge skyscrapers, huge buildings. Everything's new. They've done a ton of renovations to the ballpark as well. So the bullpen's up top. The fences look better. All the stuff is just getting better. So it was an absolute treat to be there.
Yeah, now you guys are in New York. Alex Cobb set the return from the injured list tonight. This is a Met team that's been struggling, and nobody feels sorry for anybody because you play the games on the schedule. When you look at this team now, you basically are just going to try to come into town, take care of business, and get out of town, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think the way we're playing right now, we're playing very good baseball right now. We're throwing the ball well, and I don't think it really matters who we're playing against. We're just going to go out there and try to do our thing and, you know, hit a bunch of homers, get a bunch of ground balls.
Right. When you look at the game yesterday, 2-1, you guys came up short. Wynn looked phenomenal, went up against Bassett, and when you have games like that, and they're tough to swallow in some ways because you go, oh, geez. You know, I'm always been for the fact if I'm going to get beat, just pound me a big, 10-2 or something rather than lose a game like that, because those are the ones that just gnaw at you, I would imagine, in more ways than one.
They definitely beat you up, but I think a big win for us in a game like that is, you know, the three main contributors yesterday, Patty Bailey, Keaton Wynn, and Tristan Beck, all started in the minor leagues. So you're looking at a Keaton Wynn who was like kind of an option, like not really sure like what he was going to be, and he's come up and he's thrown extremely well. Beck was kind of in that same mold, like, you know these guys were talented, and it was like, but we don't know. And they both come up here and threw really well. And then Patrick Bailey, I mean, this kid's been phenomenal. I mean, he's like seventh in all of WAR for position players since he's come up. He's just a stud. So, you know, for us to be able to see some of our young players kind of leading the charge in some of these tough games and keeping us in games, I mean, that's huge for us. And, you know, if these guys keep doing what they're doing, it's really going to help us.
Well, not only that, you guys are bunched up now in the National League West. You're a half a game behind the Dodgers, 2.5 behind Arizona. Looks like you three guys are settling in there, and the Padres are sitting back with the Rockies, but it's a long year. How great is that? It looks like everything's starting to come together. You guys are just playing great baseball, and to continue it now, to put the pressure as you head into the All-Star break, the second half looks promising as ever.
Yeah, I think it makes for an exciting season. You know, anytime you're in the mix, baseball at the end is a little bit more fun. I think when you're out of it, you're just going to work. But when you're in it and you're really getting, you know, the games start to matter, there's a little bit different intensity. Those games are just so much fun.
Well, and not only that on the times, like now – baseball is pretty much played on a Sunday afternoon. You guys are coming in playing Sunday night. What is the mindset, you know, for a Sunday night game on a getaway day? After that, it's just load up everything, you know, take it to the ballpark, and then you're on the flight coming back home. Does anything change as far as your preparation from a day game to a night game?
I think there's so much work that goes into this because we're looking to get out of the park a little bit quicker. I'm assuming we'll probably send our starting pitchers home early.
Yeah.
So they'll probably leave Sunday morning or Saturday evening. And then...
Oh, that's good.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into it like that, trying to, you know, pack up the bags quicker. So instead of taking an hour before the last bus leaves, or, you know, we leave in 30 minutes, or try to leave in 30 minutes. There's, you're looking at...
Yeah, like, I can imagine.
When we get back to San Francisco, we're not going to get back until, if we're lucky, 4 a.m., even on, even getting 3 hours. And no, you know, show and go Monday, show and go Tuesday, so that we can, you know, try to get these guys to recover a little bit. Most of the players are going to stay, even if they live far away, when we get back on Monday, try to stay close at the team hotel, close to the ballpark. But, there's some crazy stuff that our human performance side goes through to try to make sure these guys are good.
I can imagine. You know, I was going to talk about a little pitching with you. There's just new pitches all the time. You know, I grew up with the slider and the curve, the fastball. Now we've got a cutter. We got a four-seam fastball. It just goes on, and people are developing these pitches, it seems like, on a yearly basis. How tough is that?
I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy what people can do with the ball. I think tonight, if you watch Alex Cobb might be one of the most talented people with his hand I've ever seen. I mean, he's going to throw a sweeper tonight, and it's just a pitch he never threw. And he went in this offseason and was like, do it. And he's got this nasty slider. And it's like, he actually has a really, really, like, plus cutter, but he just never throws it. But he can just, anything you want to do with the ball, you can grab it, you tell him how to do it, and he can do it. It's so impressive.
Yeah, I can imagine on that. We're making a case for the Giants in the All-Star game. I know the starters came out. There's four Texas Rangers starting. You got three Dodgers, three Braves. I can imagine you guys are going to be loaded up with some players on that thing, too. And there's a case for a lot of great guys in there. I mean, look at Conforto, and the list can go on and on. But is there anybody you're looking for out of the gate to get in there that we aren't aware of?
Camilo Duvall and Tyler Rogers, I think, have had tremendous first halves. I think Camilo leads the National League in saves. So
yeah,
he's the guy. I think if we, you know, hopefully we get more than one, but if it's just one,
he is just lights out of all out of that pen as well. I mean, it's just what your bullpen has done is just tremendous in more ways than one.
I believe it. I think even Taylor Rogers, you know, he had a rough first couple outings, and then he's been on a ridiculous stretch the last 2 months or so. But I mean, I'd love to see some of these guys get in. JD Davis has done really well. You know, some of our starting pitching too, like, love to see Alex Cobb get a look. I mean, these guys, Alex Cobb, maybe even Logan Webb, these guys are throwing really well. And we'll kind of see. We'll see. These guys need a big, big series here, and hopefully they can sneak in there.
Yeah, and as we wind this thing down, the Mets are coming home. The ex-Mets, and boy, I'd love to be a fly on that room seeing you guys tonight as Conforto gets a chance with Davis and all the guys coming back to New York. Unbelievable. I hope you guys sweep these guys, come back to San Francisco and open up that big series and get put more pressure on the two teams in front of you. As we wind this thing down, the last question, the 24th perfect game in Major League Baseball history was done the last couple of days in Oakland. Drawn, threw it against the A's. I was blessed enough to see Dennis Martinez throw one against the Dodgers years back. you've been in the game of baseball. I'm sure you've seen some, whether it's a perfect game or a no-hitter.
I've seen a few no-hitters. Unfortunately, we got no-hit twice when I was with the Rangers. And then when actually in the minor leagues, 2014 maybe, we got no-hit by the same guy twice.
Oh, gosh. that had to be something. Bring out double bats or something. Hey, as we wind this thing down, don't go through all your per diem money in New York. I know that's an expensive town, and I can't wait to touch bases with you next Friday when you guys will open up the three-game series just before the All-Star break with the Colorado Rockies.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
Oh, I always do. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you again, my friend.
They can find me on Twitter, and that's AMBURG, the number one, and that's on Twitter.
That's Alex Berg in New York as they get ready for a three-game series with the Mets. Hopefully they'll get the brooms out for those guys. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a safe weekend. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. And thank you, Alex. I can't wait to touch base with you next Friday.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my friend.